The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
On Tuesday's episode of Good Morning Football on NFL Network, Charles Woodson was asked about Aaron Rodgers' future and had some interesting comments saying, quote, if I'm putting on my GM hat, when you say what are we going to do next season, when I'm looking at the roster that we have, you know what? I'm thinking about trading Aaron Rodgers and seeing what I can get for him in return. Okay, the man has spoken. A lot of people have spoken on this subject, including Aaron Rodgers himself. And Lewis Riddick joining the show, Jeff Saturday back here with us. So, Lewis, let's start with you. Do you think the Packers should consider trading Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I think it's something that's really going to have to be discussed very thoroughly, because when you look at it like this, going forward, look, Aaron Rodgers right now is counting about $46 million on the cap for 2022. He's going to need a long-term extension since 2022 is the last year of the current deal that he's on. And a long-term extension is going to cost them somewhere probably around $45 million a year, $46 million a year. Right now, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is setting the market as far as average per year, average dollars per year. So he's going to need an extension in order to get them some kind of cap relief, because right now they have about the second worst cap situation in the NFL. Now, that's just dealing with him if he's to come back. Devontae Adams is a free agent. Devontae Adams is going to want about $27, $28 million a year on a new deal, and he deserves it. He's the number one wide receiver in the NFL. You have a guy like Rashawn Gary, who's coming up for free agency in 2022. He's going to want top dollar as a pass rusher. Preston Smith, Za'Darius Smith, these guys all make huge dollars right now on an average per year basis and carry big cap numbers for 2022. Rasul Douglas, who came off the street basically and really had a career year for them, he's a free agent. Devondre Campbell's a first team all pro. He's a free agent. So if you want Aaron back, how's the team going to look in 2022 for him? Everyone says, well, you know, you have a short window, small window. You need to capitalize on a franchise quarterback. I get that. But this team may look markedly different if he is back on a huge deal like he deserves. So if you're Green Bay, and as Charles is talking about, you can get a king's ransom for him, get cap relief. I don't know if Jordan loves the answer right now. None of us know if Jordan loves the answer. He played one game, so we can't say whether or not he's the answer right now. But if you can get a king's ransom for him, keep the rest of the team intact, and continue. And look, you have to look short-term and long-term when you're a GM. You can't just look short-term. You can't just think about the quarterback. You have to think about the entire roster. That's why I say you definitely have to consider moving on from him, and that's exactly why he structured this contract the way it's structured, so he can force their hand and possibly get on out of here and get somewhere else.
Interesting.
Man, y'all don't know how much I love some Lewis, man. I mean, this dude knotted up. Smart guy, gonna come out here, put all the numbers out in front of me, tell me how nothing can work. They're gonna be a total disaster. We're gonna move on. We're gonna keep all these other guys, all these kinds of things. There ain't no. And listen, the Charles Woodson, that's a tip of the cap for his boy Aaron. His boy is like, hey man, I want out of Green Bay. Put it out there on there for him. Let's have these conversations. Get this thing rolling so they can trade me up out of here. The Green Bay Packers, their front office might agree with that. To Lewis's point, all those numbers, that all makes a ton of sense. They're going to have to make some tough decisions. But I can tell you, if Aaron Rodgers ain't there, Devontae Adams ain't going to be there. So we ain't got to worry about him either, unless maybe they franchise tag him just to hold on to him against his will, which we know how that turned out with Aaron Rodgers. But if you are any coach on that coaching staff, you are saying, heck no, don't let this man out the door. We know already we're taking two or three wins off of our sheet, and we probably gonna make no noise in the playoffs. I understand this season coming the first seed, all that kind of stuff. They laid an egg in the playoffs. They were also in three NFC championship games before this. So let's not mistake how good this football team is. And Lewis knows as well as I know, Aaron Rodgers ain't gonna stay in Green Bay just for the money. He's staying there for a Super Bowl victory. So if there has to be some massaging of numbers, he's not quite making as much, whatever that looks like, he knows long term for his legacy and what he wants as a player to win. He wants Adams to get that cash. So he understands not everybody can get it. He's been around this thing a long enough time. He's made enough money. He gets it. He's kind of in that Tom Brady mentality. Tom Brady didn't go down to Tampa Bay and crush him. So maybe he doesn't. But if you're Green Bay Packers and you let Aaron Rodgers out that door, you know you are a worse team tomorrow, the next day. You know it. I don't care what anybody else says. Whoever else you sign, whatever else that is, when Aaron Rodgers walks out your door, the next team he's on better, and you are not as good.
They have three quarterbacks on their team right now with one win between all three of them. So
why would you even bring that up?
But here's Aaron Rodgers.
It's Aaron Rodgers, but nobody else matters.
Jordan Love doesn't matter. Nobody has love for Love yet.
No one else matters, but it actually is very bad for them.
Do you have love for Love?
None. I don't have anything
None.
For him.
It doesn't matter.
I feel indifferent.
Go ahead. Before I chime in, Mr. Chippendales, who's buttoned up now in L.A.
He is not up looking good.
Make your point.
He is not up good.
Make your point real quick, Lewis.
Uh-huh.
No, I said go ahead, because you want me to continue?
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, let me put my glasses back on so I can see good here, you know, so I can make sure I make this point the way I need to make this point. No, Jeff, you know what? What I'm saying is this, you know, look, I get the, you know, Aaron may take less on a new deal going forward in order to accommodate, especially his guy, Davante Adams. But, Jeff, we don't know what Davante wants to do. You know, we hear reports out there Davante may want to go ahead and play with Derek Carr out here in Las Vegas, here on the West Coast. Devontae's going to get top dollar. He's going to get top dollar.
He should, yeah.
And you cannot, and if you're him, whether you want to play with Aaron Rodgers or not, you are not at this point in time, considering everything that he has done in his career and the fact that he is someone who has been underpaid relative to what he has produced, there's no way you're just going to take some kind of below market contract just because you want to stay in Green Bay and play with Aaron, who could be on the move at any point in time. So that's what I'm saying. This team is going to look different. Rashawn Gary's got to get his money.
Yeah.
Rashawn Gary has become a top-notch pass rusher. Devondre Campbell settled down this entire defense for them on the second level. He's going to get his money too.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and Rasul Douglas is going to get his too.
Let me chime in.
So, to me, I just don't know if the team's going to look the same.
Let me chime in, fellas. First of all, a couple of things that's very, very important to point out. I've never been more jealous of Lewis Riddick in my life. He is in California, buttoned up. Everybody know I'm ticked off I ain't there because as much as I love doing NBA countdown with the crew, I got weekend shows, so I can't be out there in L.A. I'm hot about that, but that's a different
All
subject
he wants
for another
is being
day.
LA for that's a different.
I'm going to move to L.A. at some point. I'm tired of this cold weather. I'm just over it. Let me say this. Jeff, Saturday I got a roll with Lewis Riddick on this. And I'm going to tell you why. Everybody knows how I feel about Aaron Rodgers, the bad man. I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying about Aaron Rodgers and what losing him is going to cost you. And I'm going to put it as simple and plain. As two guys that know football inside and out, isn't the bottom line that over the 10-year period, four trips to a conference championship game, not a single appearance in a Super Bowl, let alone a Super Bowl championship, is something I can get with somebody else? Isn't that something I can ask? I'm not saying that that's definitive. Of course not. This is football. But what I'm saying is that when I think about the value that Aaron Rodgers brings to the table, what I could potentially get for him, combine that with the fact that he's expressed an interest in going elsewhere by how he renegotiated his deal. Combine, Jeff, with what you just said. We all know Charles Woodson didn't just throw that out there.
Nah.
That's his boy. You know what I'm saying? We know that's not an accident.
Yes,
okay?
Sir.
So all of those things taken into consideration clearly sends the message. Aaron Rodgers has no problem departing from Green Bay. If I'm taking all of that into consideration, and then I look at you, despite your greatness, you go home earlier than some of the elite quarterbacks in the National Football League. That's the reality. I'm looking at it from that perspective. And if I'm a Green Bay franchise and I'm thinking about the future, I'm not saying I'm giving them away. I'm not saying I want them to leave. What I'm saying is, I have to consider it based on all of those elements when I don't have a single Super Bowl championship to show for it in 12 years.
Right.
Not even a Super Bowl appearance in 12 years. I got to explore it. I really do.
Well, all options will be explored. You even heard those words from Aaron Rodgers' mouth. And, Lewis, with that, we have to say goodbye to you. But enjoy L.A.
Yes,
have
sir.
An amazing weekend and get some sun for all of us, please. We need it over here.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com.
Okay, here on the greatest show on earth, I think we can call First Take that, right? We are bringing you the greatest show on turf. Kurt Warner here on behalf of TiVo Stream 4K, bringing all your streaming content, including all your favorite live and streaming shows, movies, and sports together in one place. Kurt,
see you, Kurt.
Thanks for being here. How are you doing today?
I am doing well, man. It's great to get this week started and get one step closer to the big game.
Absolutely. And you are the perfect person for the job because, really, you're a Hall of Fame quarterback. So we, of course, are going to start with the quarterbacks. You authored, Kurt, one of the greatest Super Bowl stories of all time. So this is a tough question, but which, in your opinion, would be the better story to you? Stafford winning after 12 seasons in Detroit or Burrow in his second season turning around the Bengals squad?
Oh, man, that is a great question because you look at Matthew Stafford and what he's done and to kind of get that change and to move over to the Rams and have a team around him that can equal his talent in one season to go and win a Super Bowl with all the questions and pressure on him. That would be an unbelievable story, you know, for the Bengals to go where they've been the last 2 years, winning four games last year. Mm-hmm. If they were to win a Super Bowl with all of those questions and their young quarterback, oh my gosh, that's a great question. But I'm going to probably go with Matthew Stafford, you know, just because of what he's done in this league, but never having this moment in that one kind of magical season. You know, ironic that you're talking to me. 99 was a magical season for us. Mm-hmm. Everything came together in one, you know, 1 year. You know, to put us on the map and to put me on the map and to win the Super Bowl. So to have things play out as they did for the Rams this year with Matthew Stafford and the move that they made, I'm probably going to lean in that direction. But I think both of them will be pretty special.
Kurt, I want to get specifically into the matchup in this regard. I said that, you know what, as talented as the Los Angeles Rams are, we give a lot of respect to the Cincinnati Bengals as well because they really showed their mettle, particularly in these playoffs with their victories over the Raiders, Tennessee, and obviously Kansas City. But I'm looking at Cincinnati as an even tougher opponent from this aspect. They're playing with house money. You got a quarterback, even though he's in his second year, it's his first full season because he got hurt last year. You got a superstar wide receiver, okay? And you're going in as the visitor on the Rams' home turf, SoFi Stadium, L.A., Los Angeles, California. I think they're walking in there playing with house money. Absolutely nothing to lose other than the game, of course. Whereas all the pressure is on the Los Angeles Rams. Your thought about that notion?
Well, no offense, my man, but that's spoken like a person that's never played in a Super Bowl. That when you get to this point, when you get to this point, there is no house money. Is that it's not like, oh, we can lose this one because we're the underdog and we'll be back because we're young. There's none of that going on, Stephen A.
Okay.
This is a Super Bowl. This is your moment. There are no guarantees that you will ever be here again. So to think that the Bengals and Joe Burrow have no pressure on them just because they're the underdog, I fully disagree with that. They're going to feel the pressure just like Matthew Stafford and company because this is the last show in town. This is the last game you're going to play, and nobody wants to go home not winning this game. So I know it sounds really, really good, but you get to this point, and there is pressure on everybody. Everybody wants to play their best game, and nobody wants to watch the other team with that confetti coming down. And so because of the magnitude of this moment, I believe there's just as much pressure on both sides.
I don't understand for the life of me how Cooper Kupp has looked so sensational, but 145 receptions, over 1,960 receiving yards. OBJ has come into the mix. He's filled in admirably. I'm very, very proud of him, especially with the absence of Robert Woods, who went down earlier this season. I'm just looking at it from that perspective. And I want to know from your perspective as a guy that threw the ball to Bruce, threw the ball to Terry Holt and those boys, when talking about the greatest show on turf, how do you compare this Los Angeles offense to the offense that you were orchestrating?
Well, I mean, you know, our offense, I think, was a little bit different because we had so many weapons and we played spread out all the time and we were going to force you to cover every blade of grass. I don't necessarily think this Rams team is like that, although they've got, as you mentioned, some great weapons. You know, the amazing thing is OBJ has been so great for them. I went back and watched all of his catches. They really haven't even hit any big passes to OBJ this year, you know, which was really his calling card for so long with the Giants. And so that's kind of amazing, but they fit him in perfectly. And then Cooper Kupp, again, he can make big plays, but I don't think that's really where he makes his money. He makes his money in that, you know, 5 to 15 yard range. So they're a little more methodical in what they do offensively, a little more conventional in that regard, but obviously can be explosive at any moment, starting with their quarterback and the big arm and the big plays. Coach McVay does a great job of dialing up or scheming up huge plays for them. But their guys on the outside are just built a little bit differently than the greatest show on turf and the way that we attacked down the field on every play.
You know, as I look in now, and we just try to handicap what's transpiring with this Super Bowl, what do you think is the key matchup that all of us are not talking enough about as you really crystallize and illuminate this matchup coming up? What are you looking most forward to?
Well, I mean, I know everybody's talking about, you know, Rams' defensive line against Cincinnati's offensive line, which obviously is going to play a huge part. But I tell you what I'm looking forward to is, you know, Matthew Stafford in that offense against the Bengals' third down defense. If you watched them against Kansas City a couple weeks ago in the championship game, all the different looks that they threw at Patrick Mahomes, specifically in the second half on third down. And Matthew Stafford, you know, has been great on third down in the playoffs. And so I think that is going to be a matchup. It's what we call the money down in football. And so who wins the money down? Bengals defense against Rams offense, I think will go a long way in determining who wins this football game, you know, along with some of those other matchups that we talk about a lot. But that's fascinating to me. I don't think the Bengals defense gets enough credit for getting their team to this point. I believe they've been the heroes of this postseason more than Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and the offense has been. But because of who those guys are, the positions they play, we're talking more about their offense. But I want to give a little bit of love to their defense that have played really, really well.
Yeah, on a side note, a little birdie texts me and you know, let me know that Michael Irvin's actually watching the show. I mean, I want to know this because I know and I appreciate you because, you know, I love him. I love him like a brother. And I appreciate how you were there for him and you and Coach Mooch and my brother Rich Eisen when the Dallas Cowboys lost a few weeks ago. I know that you had to help him out, help him recover. I want to know, A, how bad was he emotionally when his Cowboys folded? And B, do you think he deserves the title as playmaker anymore, considering how often he has talked about the Cowboys and how wrong he continues to be? I got 25 years in counting, Kurt. I just want to know.
And he's going to rub this in, so watch what you say.
Well, the first thing, Stephen A., is we've gotten really good at consoling Michael. I mean, I've been with him for a decade now, so it happens every year. So we're all prepared for when this moment comes and the Cowboys, you know, don't reach their potential. So that's the first thing is we've gotten really, really good at that. He is definitely emotional every year because that's the amazing thing, Stephen A. You know, he actually believes what he
really
says every year. You know,
really
like, he's next to us saying it, and we're all going, come on, man. You can't keep saying it. Nobody else believes it. He fully believes it. He is fully invested every year to do this, and so it emotionally does affect him. But I will still definitely give him the playmaker moniker. He definitely deserves that. We talk about it every week. All the records that he continues to own. And, you know, maybe the biggest thing is because the Cowboys haven't been back to the Super Bowl and won, maybe when they do that, one of these other great weapons that the Cowboys has takes more of that playmaker moniker. But until they do that, I'm gonna keep it with my guy that sits next to me on the desk.
Okay.
Yeah, Stephen A. Until they do.
Until they do.
You're right.
Another 20 years.
Okay, Kurt. So, who do you think is going to win on Sunday? Is the Bengals or the Rams?
Well, you guys know that I can't give this away. I do 8.5 hours on Sunday.
No, he's got
leading up. I'm not giving it away either until Friday.
I can't give away my pick until you come to Sunday. People are waiting on that because I got my team in the Rams and I picked against the Rams in the playoffs and every game up to this point. So everybody's waiting for my picks. I can't give it away until Sunday.
All right. Okay. That's fair. Okay. We got you on that. But Kurt, you did talk about at the top of the show, you have a partnership with TiVo. So can you talk to us a little bit more about that and what you're doing with them?
Yeah, definitely. You guys know that streaming has taken over the world, that everybody's watching through streaming now. And my wife is the big streamer in our family, that she's always got TV shows and movies that she wants me to watch. And so in the middle of the season, I don't have a lot of time. So I'm always like, okay, I'll watch something with you. And inevitably, it takes my wife 10 or 15 minutes to figure out which streaming service the show is on. And by that time, I'm kind of bored and I want to go back to watching film. So TiVo has created the TiVo Stream 4K. One device, plug it into your TV, and it will house all of your streaming platforms in one place. You just type in the search, whatever you're looking for. Stephen A., I know you're a big fan of football movies, so you just type in American Underdog right there. Boom, it pulls it
any
up
given
whatever
Sunday.
Streaming service,
any given
whatever
Sunday.
Streaming service you need or whatever has it on that platform, it pulls it right up. And because you're a football movie fan, it knows your history. It's a smart device like everything else. So it'll give you recommendations on the best football movies to watch. So it's all housed in one place, easy to use. We're kicking off Super Bowl weekend with a little watch party of American Underdog and a live cooking show, so they can go to blog.tivo.com for that. The Stream 4K, you can go to Amazon or TiVo.com and buy one of those to make life easier for all of us.
I tell you this.
That's Mike, all we want.
Listen, you need to promote a product. You get Kurt Warner. I mean,
I was thinking the same thing.
You're right there.
You're like one of the waiters at a restaurant that they just rattle off all their dinner specials without blinking. And I'm like, how did you just do that?
Hey, Kurt Warner, any given Sunday, man, that's the move.
That's right.
That's the move. 6 inches in front of your face.
All right, Kurt, we are going to be looking forward to getting your prediction for the game on Sunday. We'll see if the Rams can come away with their second championship. You, of course, led them to getting
Expect a tweet from me, Kurt. You'll see a tweet
All right,
coming
I'll
on
be,
the show.
I'll be waiting. I appreciate you guys.
The second Michael Irvin starts stuttering, the second he starts stuttering, you're going to see the tweet.
We can't wait for that. All right, Kurt, thank you so very much. Take care.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Okay, you all just missed it. Stephen A. saying he does not like to talk to scrubs. This man definitely is not a scrub. Debo Samuel joining First Take now and reminds you to try new Old Spice Gentleman's Blend deodorants and body washes. Crafted to be gentle on skin with ridiculously long-lasting freshness that this guy also has. You can buy Old Spice Gentleman's Blend in stores now. Debo, thank you so much for being here. And I feel like Stephen A. should be asking this first question.
The honor is mine.
Please, take it.
The honor is mine. First of all, she's absolutely right. I don't like talking to scrubs. Hell with it. I'm one. What the hell I need to know about scrubs? I'm one. Okay? The bottom line is this. This is a bad brother right here. Debo Samuels with the San Francisco 49ers. As far as I'm concerned, one of the best players in football. My man, first things first. How surprised were you personally that y'all were able to make a run to the NFC Championship game? A lot of people didn't see that coming. We were wondering about the 49ers all year long. How surprised were you that y'all were able to get that far? Just talk about that for a second.
I'm gonna just keep it real with you, Steven. I know you like to keep it real, so I'm just keep it real. We knew that we was a really, really good team, but we wasn't putting all the pieces together early on. That's why we started off 3-5. Like, who would ever thought we'd lose 4 games in a row with the team and the players that we have? Mm-hmm. So we had to come together, meeting with all the leaders on the team, with Kyle and John, and we put all the pieces together. And as you can see, we hit the ground running.
When was the turning point?
I wasn't surprised at all.
I know the speech itself obviously was a turning point, but when did you look at this team and know definitively, we somebody to be reckoned with, and we going to make a lot of noise this year come hella high water? When did that moment arrive for you this past season?
I can go back to camp with our defensive players. It's hard to move the ball on them. So I knew that our defense was going to be really good. And, you know what I'm saying, as an offense, you know, we had to put all the pieces together. We drafted a quarterback, so we had to see what the situation was going to be there. And then, you know, we just hit the ground running. So mid-season, I think when we hit our run was that Monday night that Monday night game against the Rams. And ever since then, we ain't looked back.
You know, as I look at y'all right now and looking at the season that you had, I think one of the most visible moments was when Odell Beckham Jr. walked over to you, because you had tears streaming down your face, and it just shows how much you care and how passionate you were about this season. When you reflect on why y'all didn't end up in this Super Bowl, what's the one thing you could point to that derailed y'all?
I think the Rams had a really, really good plan, because they know we love to run the ball. And so they put a few bigs up there to kind of, you know what I'm saying, prevent the run. And they just, you know what I'm saying, forced us to try to pass it. And I feel like, me personally, this is the best the Rams came out and played us. They was well prepared.
Right. Right now, I'm looking at you, got 1,400-plus receiving yards. We know you can run with the football. Here's where I get worried about you, Debo. Here's where I get worried about you. They could be slick. In other words, you know what? Because you do both, okay, and you could do it all, when it comes time to make sure you get your money, all right, they'll look at, he's a running back. Maybe he's not the receiver. He's a running back, et cetera, et cetera. What do you want people to view you as? Because you can do it all, what do you want to be seen as an NFL player?
I'm a wideout before anything. I think I had probably 1,000 yards by week 10. So that kind of shows you that I'm still a wideout, and ended up with, what, like 1,500, 500 rushing yards. So it's just, you know, it just shows you, like, I can do anything that you ask me to do, even a little bit of kick return. If we needed a play, if you go back to the Packers game right after the half, I think they got our team going, the kick return I had.
Yep.
So, I mean, me personally, I think I'm a wideout, and then a wideout that can really play anything.
No.
Okay, well, you're definitely a dual threat, though. That cannot be neglected to be mentioned. But because you do consider yourself a wideout, who, in your opinion, and feel free to choose yourself, is the best receiver in the NFL right now?
Devontae Adams, hands down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, that's an easy answer. I appreciate that. Right now, before I get to your picks about this Super Bowl, because you know I'm going to ask you, I'd be remiss in neglecting the fact that, you know, all the rumors about trading, that the 49ers are going to move on from Jimmy Garoppolo. I want to know how you feel about that, and I want to know if you feel Trey Lance is ready. Is that dude ready? Tell us about the quarterback situation with the San Francisco 49ers.
I just start with Jimmy. I love Jimmy to death. It's the quarterback that I met when I first got there, and we built a big bond, a big chemistry. So I knew at the end of the year it was going to be business decisions made. I think if we would have went to the Super Bowl and he would have won, then that would have put a lot of pressure on him. But just looking back and just seeing what I see in Trey, I mean, it's going to take time with him not having as many reps this year to come in and be the guy that I know he can be. But with time, you know what I'm saying, you get better. So I put all my trust in Trey, and whatever Kyle's plan is, I'm going to just rock with it.
Before I let you get on out of here, we've got the Rams going up against the Cincinnati Bengals. It's going to be at SoFi Stadium. You're very, very familiar with those confines. How do you see this Super Bowl going? Who are you picking to win it?
My honest opinion is going to be, if you look back to the Bengals playing the Titans, they sacked them 9 times.
Yep.
And they don't have no Aaron Donald, no Von Miller, no Leonard Floyd. So those guys up front is a monster. So if you can prevent them from getting back there almost every play, which is kind of hard, they got a chance. But if not, it's gonna be a very, very long game. So me personally,
I need a pick, Debo.
I'm gonna rock with the Rams.
Rocking with the Rams.
I'm gonna rock with the Rams.
Okay. I'm just checking. I'm just checking, man. You know.
But he says it's gonna be a good game, which we like to hear. Before we let you say goodbye, Debo, we want to hear more about your partnership with Old Spice.
You know what I'm saying? I wanna thank Old Spice. We have, you know what I'm saying, this long lasting gentleman's blend deodorant. And I'm a big routine guy, so Old Spice is really a part of my routine, waking up and getting ready to go. You know, you look good, you smell good. So Old Spice is a really, you know what I'm saying, good brand to use. And I just want to thank them for giving me the opportunity to work.
All right.
Okay, well, you are so fresh and so clean, and also you are up for a new contract.
You're a bad brother.
For the first time in your three-year NFL career, so we hope.
Let me say that. Ain't no damn hoping. San Francisco, pay him.
Pay the man.
Pay him.
Exactly. We want you to
make sure you get paid. They can't afford to lose you. Uh-uh. You and Kittle. Y'all are the cornerstones of the damn franchise. Of course, I got to give love to Bosa, too, on the defensive side of the ball, because I know that's a bad brother. But you got to take care of you. Kyle Shanahan, excuse me, Neil Lynch and the crew, take care of Debo Samuels. Pay that man.
And you heard your boy Michael Irvin had some very nice words to say about Debo as well. So you've got a lot of very important people on your side.
He can't listen to no damn Michael Irvin. Michael Irvin picked the Cowboys to beat him. Hell with that. No.
A lot of people picked these folks to beat us, man. We just knew we knew it was going to go in that game and going to wipe them out of there.
All right. Well, go get your money. Debo, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thanks a lot, bro. All right.
All right, well, we still have a lot more to come here on First Take, but first we want to let you know that today it was announced that the Los Angeles Rams, in partnership with the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation, AMB Sports and Entertainment, and the Black Sports Business Symposium, are helping to create opportunities and also advancement for black talent in sports. Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta will host the event from June 16th to the 18th in order to create a more inclusive and equitable professional sports community. For more information about the inaugural Black Sports Business Symposium and to learn more about how to attend, please visit blacksportsbiz.com.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Bucks beat the Lakers with ease in L.A. last night with a near-perfect performance from Giannis. He went 17 for 20 with 44 points. The Bucks have been perfect on their West Coast road trip and have won four straight now. The win helps the Bucks keep pace with the Heat and sit just a half game back of Miami for the top spot in the East. Now, a year ago, the Bucks had the third best record in the East heading into the All-Star break. And, of course, we remember would go on to win its first title in half a century. Okay, Big Perk back here with us. Perk, do you have more confidence in the Bucks or the Heat as far as the East is concerned?
You know what? With all due respect to Giannis, the most dominant player in the NBA, I got to go with the Miami Heat, a team that represented the finals 2 years ago, that acquired a Kyle Lowry and acquired a champion in P.J. Tucker that's shooting a career-high 46% from the three. Here's the thing. The Miami Heat has the best coach in basketball right now in Eric Spoelstra. When it comes down to in-game adjustments, there's no one out there that's outdoing him. Now, to say that, they also have the best starting five defensively. They have enough scoring power to score with anybody in the NBA, and they some goons. They gonna have that ski mask waiting on you on, and they gonna be waiting on you in that dark alley, waiting to stick you up. And so the thing that I love about the Miami Heat is that they have culture, they have leadership, they have Udonis Haslam. Everybody in the world keeps saying, oh, why do Udonis Haslam keep getting signed to one-year deals? You know why? Because he's able to let Eric Spoelstra be the best version of himself, and that's holding guys accountable. So when it comes to who I trust more as of right now in the East out of the Bucks and the Heat, I'm going with the Miami Heat.
I respectfully disagree, but I got to tell you, KP,
mm-hmm.
I'm praying you're right.
because you know where I want to be.
Yes. Please,
don't you start. Don't you start. Don't you start.
I mean, my Lord. I'm saying it. I mean, if I can be back in South Beach in June. See, that's when I love.
That's what matters the most.
It was at that time that I loved LeBron James and D. Wade. I tolerated D. Wade's wardrobe and suits. You know, I loved LeBron James, Chris Bosh, you know what I'm saying? And my brother. I mean, I loved them all, but then I haven't been the same with LeBron since he took me back to Lake Erie. I just haven't been the same, okay? I've held it against him. I openly confess, I've held it against him. But I gotta tell you this, KP. Miami looks good. And Bam Adebayo, he's 18-10. Tyler Hero's an all-star. This brother's special right now. He's doing his thing. Duncan Robinson, I'm surprised he's only shooting 36% from three-point range. I expected better from him, but I think he'll get it going. And my brother Jimmy Butler, you know I believe in that Rough Rider, okay? And the culture and everything that you say is right. What does Milwaukee have? They ain't just some Rat Pack bunch that they put together. They got a culture. They've got, as you pointed out, the dominant presence of Giannis Antetokounmpo. Jrue Holiday is shooting, 50% from the field, nearly 40% from three-point range. Chris Middleton, Mr. Mid-range game himself, is no joke. Brooke Lopez is going to be back. And I'll tell you this, KP, you know the thing that the person that never gets mentioned, that, and I'm guilty of this, but I want to take this moment to give him some mad love. This kid, Bobby Portis.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Portis can play. Mm-hmm. Bobby Portis can play. Ain't scared of anything. Can hit threes. Can hit J's. Can get into the interior and finish at the basket. Can help on the defensive side of the ball. Milwaukee did sweep Miami last year. I know it's not the same team. They're coming back. And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying Miami can't beat them. But Milwaukee can beat them now. I mean, it's a tight race. I think it's appropriate that both of them, and good for basketball, that both of them are atop the Eastern Conference right now, because it's not just about their record. It's not just about their talent. What you highlight and what you never fail to appreciate, culture. They both have culture. And Budenholzer, who was on the hot seat, he better had got past Brooklyn last year, or he wouldn't have this job. But once he got past Brooklyn, he deserved a contract extension. He's a champion, and we all know the man can coach. So I got it. I don't see anything Miami has that they're particularly lacking in Milwaukee as the reigning defending champions.
Well, the only thing I would say is this. When it comes down to matching up their big Miami Heat, the Heat big three alongside against the Bucks big three,
okay.
I think you could pretty much cancel them out, right? Because for some reason, this year, the Miami Heat has done a great job of guarding Giannis. It comes down to the others. And I take nothing from Bobby Portis. The man straight out balls. He played with passion. He played with tenacity. He gives them swagger. But see, the Miami Heat, when I look at their others, when I look at Duncan Robinson, when I look at Gabe Vincent, when I look at a guy like Dewayne Dedmon, who's been underrated, giving some good backup minutes at the center position, I'm looking at the other role players, and they are a slight bit better than the Milwaukee Bucks role players.
Okay,
and that's why I get an edge to the Miami
Heat. I will tell you, Giannis is a dominant presence. Bobby Portis, 48% from the field, 42.7% from three-point range. That brother needs to get some love. He's going to be a difference maker.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say, Stephen A., because the two teams play again on March 2nd, which is a Wednesday, so I was going to say take countdown on the road.
Is it in Miami?
Sadly.
Is it in Miami?
It's in Milwaukee.
Is it in Miami?
No,
in Milwaukee?
I was looking for it. I had your back.
I can go to Milwaukee in May or June.
Yeah, I know.
It's too early to go to Milwaukee.
We know how
too
you
cold.
Feel.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts us, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Jimmy Butler wants all the smoke, making these comments to Complink, saying, quote, "They're not letting you get into no brawls no more. Nobody's going to let you do that. I wish they would let us do that a little bit, if I'm being honest." Perk, what do you think about this? Is this something you would want to see?
Absolutely not. I mean, not unless they fighting on the undercard with, you know, Jake Paul or somebody. I don't want to see those NBA players, Jimmy Butler, throwing his hands like Stephen A on that boxing clip. I don't want to see none of that. Now, look, I'm okay with this right here. A couple hard fouls and things to that nature. It happens a little, you know, a little nose to nose. I knew Kwame Brown wasn't about that action. Look, you see that, Stephen A? I got into it with everybody. It didn't matter. I will tell you this though.
Listen, first of all, everybody ain't built like a chiseled brick house like Jimmy Buck, so he would want to do that. But most people ain't like that. You know what I'm saying? Secondly, that video of me was from years ago, my brother. Skills a little bit different right now. Thirdly, and more importantly, I will say this to you. Because of the perception that players would receive, Jimmy Butler should never want that. Because the black athlete is judged differently and unfairly. He shouldn't want that. Period.
All right. Well, we got to go. Perk, thank you so much. Stephen A., good to work with you,
Professor,
again.
Professor Perk, appreciate you, baby.
See you later. Have
Professor
a great
Perk.
Day.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.